sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So the guilt would make him do a lot more, a lot down the prison, that's about to see a lot more than the business, that's about to see a lot more, and make the guilt let him do a lot more of the typing that we would need. I'm talking about brother and some other even good
tennis.
Yes, sir. He tried to turn out a lot of typing to cover up whatever he's doing.
Oh, yes, sir.
So therefore, we would put him on that, and he really typed it up the way that we wanted, and that would be more so we're concerned about the being, but what good is the being if we don't have the knowledge to make it be?
Yes, sir.
I'll pay attention to that. Okay, yes, ma'am. Did you hear from anybody else, like, what did this so-called daughter say about the tape about Sister Esther Mother, so-called Keisha? What about, Sister, what about my so-called daughter? Or so-called Bernadette? Or so-called Aki?
That's so-called Bonnie. We she called the other night, and we don't know what happened, sir. It was like some kind of game was being played on the phone, because I put the phone down as so-called Bonnie was, we could tell that she was under the influence, and so I wanted to ask that Muhammad, well, I got in the person of my swastika, Far Muhammad, the message of my son, Belize Muhammad, through the remote control unit, Master J-Man. I want to ask that Muhammad, so-called Lorraine, to be on the phone also, and by the time I got back to the phone, it was so-called Rob was on the phone, and he was acting like we had called there or something, and we don't really understand what was going on. It was a game.
And then it was somebody named Rosemary on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Oh, they was off into the orgy thing.
Yes, sir.
As you know, and then they were trying to see who they might connect here or might get some money.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All that freak stuff.
Yes, sir.
Dope stuff.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And they was hoping maybe they might have been able to pick up on the phone and hear some kind of weakness.
Yes, sir.
Or see if they come this way to try to borrow something.
Yes, sir.
And so remember, they always, that's about God, the prison, that's about the people, that's about the people, that's not new, you know, for yourself, whenever they get off into that particular way, they always call around to see if they can find someone else to come in on the plate.
Yes, sir.
So this is not nothing new to you, you know, you don't even hear that psychic person tell them, if you don't want to talk about Islamic business, don't call here no more, please.
Yes, sir, and that's the law God in the person, Master Wasdu Fire Muhammad, the messenger was on Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, Master J-Man. Yes, sir, we just said Sajad Lahu and hung up the phone.
Because you got to remember this here. See, if they know that if you talk to him, Allah God, the prince of the master of the deep, the messenger of the Lord, the have them a master of the dead plane.
Yes, sir. Allah God, the person of the master of the deep, the messenger of the Lord, the Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, Master J, Master, we did not hold a conversation. We just said to Jalu and hung up.
I was just saying, but you know that they Allah God, the prince of the master of the deep, the messenger of the Lord, the Elijah Muhammad, have them on the dead plane where they can tell when they got somebody hooked on a conversation or they have a desire for the one to come the way to wherever they are.
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand? Just if you're talking and they know so you can hold a conversation with you about anything, that's it, they got you.
That's right, yes, sir.
Yeah, but when you cut them smooth, I don't know what I'm saying. If you can't turn it to Islam, you cut it off smooth, instantly. Bop.
Yes, sir.
And if we said 10 minutes, I said 3 minutes, cut it off.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Say, sorry, if it's not about Islamic business, then we don't have nothing to talk about.
Yes, sir.
I don't care who it is, because you lose your salvation. Oh, my God, the master of the deep, I will take your salvation from you.
Yes, sir.
If you do not do exactly like I told you.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, if you just say that you want to sit up and talk with somebody, then I will take your salvation from you, currently.
Yes, sir.
Because ain't nobody supposed to be talking nothing but this Islamic business in this universe. That's the only thing that's given authority to be talking, and anything else outside of that is hellfire.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's why in the Nation of Islam, you used to, when you was getting ready to go outside, and you don't talk no Islam, or you don't talk nothing until you go to the store, go back in a house somewhere, and then you talk. You can talk all you want in your own house, because that's your own little kingdom of heaven there. But when you step out in that universe, remember, you didn't make that by yourself. There was full, there, all the black people put that together. So give it respect, and they don't make no noise, and don't you make no noise out there unless you're talking Islam.
Yes, sir.
That's true.
Yes, sir.
All praise to Allah, God, the person, Master Wasdu, Father Muhammad, the messenger, most honorable Elijah Muhammad, coming through the remote control unit to Master J-Man.
Well, I gotta go back, because you done tell me about you come down here to get the property, and they wouldn't let you have it or something.
They wouldn't buy my ID, the IDs again. They would have to go back to the DMV.
See, don't take ID if you just get their property.
Well, yes, they asked for ID.
See, I understand that Allah, God, the person, Master Wasdu, Father Muhammad, the messenger, most honorable Elijah Muhammad, have you know that they're just lazy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then, I got to go back to the single cell of life, so write this off and get it off in the mail, okay?
Yes, sir.
Got a little, and I love you, and I love all the righteous people that I understand the other.
Yes, sir. We love you too, sir. Sajalahu.
God, who came to prison, Master Wabi Tifa, Muhammad, in the name of Allah, gives the Pastor the most honorable life, Muhammad, in the most holy names of Muhammad, Sajaba Luhu, and Asalaamu Alaikum, to the degree of the greatest master plan of the year of our Lord of hosts, Master Wabi Tifa, Muhammad, is best in the most honorable life, Muhammad, the most in the second month of 1994, in the works of Master J.
Jalahu and Waleka Salam to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan of the year about February 22nd, 1994, the works of the Master J.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
She was washing her hair, sir. She'll be up as soon as she was under the water.
Okay, well then bring me up on everything and tell me first about that sister that y'all talked to at the motel room.
Okay, at the time when the sister, she has it written out, she wrote it out, so she would basically have to read that over to you, because when the messenger called and I was on the phone talking to him, and I was trying to, as so-called Donna was telling me one thing and then I was relating back to him, so I really didn't hear all of it. So the sister...
But all of you were supposed to talk to the sister.
Yes, sir. She was recording it. And as Allah God and the person of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, his messenger, most honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the Mokotolians and Master J-Man, as you have put it out there before, you know, for us to all do things like that, but as the sisters still go and close up in their rooms, as, you know, only
talking
one...
Talking about you two sisters were supposed to be talking to her, that you could have turned on your boxer off so you two could have talked to whoever that other sister was.
Yes, sir, that's what I'm saying. When the sister was talking to the sister, she had it on the speakerphone, okay? But I was speaking to the brother and the so-called Tony at the same time, and I was trying to listen, and I was trying to relay back the best that I could. The only thing that I can remember that I got out of it is that the sister did say that she has three children, she's homeless, and she's saying they have her, you know how they put for them homeless programs, they put you in a motel thing?
Yes, ma'am.
And they have her in a motel. She says she wants to go to the mosque, she wanted the number to the mosque, and that she was asking that we know about the incident or something that happened. I can't remember that part exactly, but it was pertaining to what happened at the farm and everything.
Yes, ma'am.
And that Ansa so-called Donna said that she did say to the sister that the brother, we had just spoke with the brother, and that the brother did get to hear your voice, and she responded with that. That was beautiful. And then she wanted to know what our how we felt about the incident, what happened at the farm.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but Ansa so-called Donna got off of the phone with the sister and told her that she was going to call her back, but she never did. We never did get back to calling her back.
Well, don't you have a phone number now?
The sister has it, sir.
Well, you get a phone number. You're not supposed to do things like that.
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to find out if the sister wanted to attend the mosque and different things, and if you find out if the sister called herself coding somebody or something like that or different things, because you're supposed to be able to take the people's in tow.
Yes, sir.
Those that you can kind of work with and to make sure that they get down where they're supposed to go.
Yes, sir.
But then, like you say, she have a place over there. It wouldn't have been nothing to pick her up, to bring her over that way, to spend a day with you so that you could observe her personality and character and what mannerism of the degree that she's in. You're supposed to work with them. You're not supposed to cut people off like that.
Yes, sir.
I want you to understand that if the sister, her mama, so-called Donna, cut somebody off like that, then you're supposed to go around behind her and hook it back up.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's just the way it is. If you cut somebody off, Sister Ansel Mama took her down and she go around you and hook that back up. You don't just hang up on people like that when you know that those people are in need of help. How can you say that you're going to do the work of Allah God and the person of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, and especially the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when things are crying out, you forsake it?
Yes, sir.
It doesn't work that way.
Yes, sir.
And so sooner or later to die, because the degree that you turn away from people is the degree that Allah God and the person of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, and especially the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, will surely turn the hell away from you.
Yes, sir.
Anybody.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't function properly. When someone cries out to you, you're supposed to aid them and find out and direct them to Islam in its proper way. So you're supposed to sit down and quiz them. If they don't have white gowns, you want to try to work with them like Allah God and the person of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, and especially the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through Master J, worked with y'all.
Yes, sir.
And that's something that you should always keep in mind.
Yes, sir.
You don't have no push button thing to push down there to ask them what's that phone number and a pencil in your hand or nothing?
Yes, sir. Wait just a minute, sir. Answer so-called Donna. Answer so-called Monique said that Answer so-called Donna was on her way, but I just asked the sister. It was an envelope that I had, and I believe that the number is written on there. I just asked Answer so-called Monique to bring it to me, sir.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to fall out with each other about.
Oh, I know, yes, sir.
And I'm just saying like that. We never fall out. But you ain't said nothing. If people get to thinking that one another is saying something against the other person by making a statement, that's the degree that Allah God and the person of Master Wallace for Muhammad is messing the most under and make known into those particular people that you have a long way to go.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Thinking that you're talking about me or somebody talking about you or you saying something this way about me or something wrong or you gave the impression this way instead of trying to say, well, Allah God and the person of Master Wallace Muhammad is messing the most under the Elijah Muhammad caused this to happen in order for us to know how a better to have a better understanding and the people who read this book and the people who hear on the phone call to know what type of understanding of care and concern that Master Jay has for his people on the conscious level.
Oh, yes, sir.
So that's why I locked out in the prison, because if you want to really get me on the conscious level upset, is to shine when someone called, and many, as long as I've kept my doors open in the houses where I live, like, for people to come in, and I imitate the way that people should be, then automatically you're supposed to keep your mind open and read to the, between the lines, and you spend your money on that particular time, type of work, trying to find out, well, sister, what about this here? What do you think about Islam this way? What do you think? Do you really want to be coming into Islam? Are you ready to cut loose that world out there? Are you this here and that there? Or why don't you come over and spend the evening with us over here? Or when do you have time this? Or what type of business arrangement do you have that you have to stay? How long is your thing is for down there at that room down there? And what about, how do you feel about Brother Ansel, Mama, so-called Benny Powell? Are you trying to get a closer associate relationship going with the particular person? Or what this here? You're supposed to cover every particular field of the communication that you possibly can.
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to find out, well, what is your child, so-called child, children's age? How long have you been living in Sacramento? What is this here? What about your so-called parents? Or what you, these are things that you're supposed to cover. And allow God in the presence of the Master of the Father, the Blessed, the Most Honorable, the Most making known to the knowers that they have to do things that way.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to allow God in the presence of the Master of the Father, the Most, especially for the messenger of the Most Honorable, Elijah Muhammad, and this day and time to the work of the Master Jay. So I'm going to open in the name of Allah God, who came in the presence of the Master Wallace Tifa Rab Muhammad, in the name of his vast and greatest apostle, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in the most holy name, Rab Muhammad, Shajab al-Lahu, and As-Salaam alaikum to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan. A Vizier of our Lord Host.
Shajab al-Lahu and wa alaikum salam to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan of the Year of our Lord and Host of February the 22nd, 1994, the works of the Master Jay, sir.
Okay, so that's why you always, in the Nation of Islam, like it is said in some of the writing, that Master Wallace Tifa Rab Muhammad was the best student that a teacher could ever want, because they have never seen a picture with Master Wallace Tifa Rab Muhammad ever without a book.
Yes, sir.
They never found him without a book. So he is the best student that a person could ever, a teacher could ever want to have.
Oh, yes, sir. And sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Also, I wanted to let you know about last night when so-called Calvin went to the FOI meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then when the meeting was, I guess, was over, it was about 10:30 or something to 11. And they called and was saying, could I come and pick him up? So then I brought it out to their attention that, you know, being FOI and everything, that sisters are not supposed to be coming out that time of night.
Yes,
so then, anyway, when it came down to it, when so-called Calvin and Answer so-called KK, so-called son,
yes,
when they did get home, there was also, they said that it was a remark made pertaining to that, I think the assistant minister or someone had made this statement saying that, these Ansar al-Muhammad was like fake, phony, and fraud, so-called Muslims or whatever. Okay, and then that when the brother, when they did bring him home, so-called Calvin said that they was doing like 95 on the freeway. Okay, I brought this to the minister's attention. I spoke to him today.
Yes, ma'am. You suppose that anytime something like that transpires, I'm in the presence of Master Wallace Tifa Rab Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Rab Muhammad, want you to bring it up, because anything dead and done should surely be brought to the light.
Yes, sir.
And because you understand, we do not cover up something contrary to Islam.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that shows the mentality here I got in the prison of Master Wallace Tifa Rab Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Rab Muhammad, makes known to you what field that he's taking you into in advance.
Yes, sir.
Who's rushing with wise people's never thread.
That's right, yes,
you
sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you get that, just like all praise due to Allah God in the prison of Master Wallace Tifa Rab Muhammad, especially the message of the Most Honorable Rab Muhammad, you see the fruit is a magnification of the tree.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. So-called Farrakhan, who is not the Farrakhan, which is Joshua.
Yes, sir.
Is supposed to be the tree now, so they say, and the root and everything.
Yes, sir.
And they build a world around him. But let me tell you, I was reading in the paper today, and if you look on page 5, and you read in page 5 where Michael Jackson them on the back of the part of the entertainment section of the thing, and you read where Michael Jackson, was that show that hand with Minister Farrakhan.
Yes, sir.
Now, would you think the messenger going to be sitting down there or something like that?
No, sir.
The Messenger of the Light Brother wouldn't even send none of his followers or teachers or representatives down to something like that.
That's right, yes, sir.
Sitting up and said the paper say he was clapping and just clapping and laughing and having a nice time.
Yes, sir.
How can you take your followers' money and spend it on something like that?